This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Baby, let's just dance, dance. Let's just dance, baby. I just wanna dance, 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 dance.
Can you
Hello, little bitchettes. Welcome back to the bar.
Hello.
Oh, we forgot to clap. Do you think everybody's fine with it?
Probably.
Okay, I think we're fine. Anyway, we forgot to clap. We're not very smart. We haven't done Back to the Bar in a minute.
Oh. I know. It's been a while.
Yeah.
We've been busy.
We have. Well, yes, we're going to tell everybody about why we're so busy. But before we do that, let's start by thanking our patrons. These are people who went over to patreon.com/backtothebar, and they joined our exclusive Patreon channel where they get access to our, oh God, all kinds of things. Our weekly video, our weekly after show, our weekly after show video. And at the diamond level, then you also get exclusive looks at some of our blast from the past content, if you will. Things that people have never seen before. And we talk about our kids when they were little or big. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So let's thank Mallory, Annie, Lillian, Ashlyn, G, Jessica, Natalie, Piper, Danielle. This list has grown again, Cal. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. It has. Ella, Haley, Jada, Teresa, Pedro, McKenna, Jasmine, Gabriella, Mary Catherine, Kelsey, Megan, Abby, Sarah, JP, Delaney, Cecilia, Alyssa, Gail, Star Baby, M, Catherine, Emily, Celine, Dead by Sandra, the can of tomato soup. Ew. I just realized why. Alyssa, BTODD, Angela, Sarah, Daniel, Alyssa, Tony, Trisha, Lindsay, Ashley, Wendley, Kate, Julie, Lizzie, Madeline, Nicole, Reese, and Anna, Sedona, Kevin, Andrew, Alexis, Betsu, Nyeen Hale, Sherry, Kimmy K, Claire, Will, Emily, Alexis, Annie, Olivia, Hannah, Bethany, Rose, Paul, Fancy Engine, Allie, Ashley, Kristen, Kayla, Catherine, Casey, Rachel, Lisette, Giovanna, Jasmine, Risa, Heaven, Madison, Jenna, Lakeisha, Stacey, Taylor, Julia, Winston, Hannah, Sarah, Emily, Shreya, Emily, Stephanie, Christine, Maya, Whitney, Akia, Maddie, Aaron, My Little Rosa Parks, Britton, Jelena, Sammy, Leah, Ashley, Josephine, and Danielle. Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you. Some funny names in there.
I know. And I'm like, oh God, I'm going to butcher everyone's names because I'm not very well versed in some of these names. But a can of
tomato. No, I meant like the can of tomato soup and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. So, Cal, what you drinking?
I'm boring today. I am having Malibu rum and Diet Coke. I've never had it before. I just saw it on Facebook, but it's not my favorite. I like just plain Diet Coke.
Without rum in it?
Yeah. Okay. It's like coconut rum. It's kind of weird. It's like it don't go together or something.
Yeah. I was trying to think maybe like a vanilla rum in a Coke might be good because then it would taste like a vanilla Coke.
Vanilla Coke, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, I like the good old standby Captain and Coke.
See, I don't like rum and Coke, like that kind.
Really?
No.
Well, I could drink buckets of Captain Morgan. It's such an easy drink to drink.
I don't like this. You know, I used to have a boyfriend that drank rum and Coke, and I can't stand the smell of it because I think of him. I can't stand the smell of it.
Dead boyfriend?
Yeah.
Somebody asked, it's on our after party today. They want the dead boyfriend tea.
Oh God.
I know. They're like, we need the tea about Kelly's dead boyfriend.
Like, well, you have a dead boyfriend too.
I do now.
Yeah. How come they don't want your scoop?
Yeah.
Everybody always wants my bad stuff because you talk about it too much.
All right. So Kelly, where were you last week?
I was filming a Dance Moms reunion.
Yeah. And I wasn't.
Gary. Yes. Oh. You left me all by myself.
That's not true. I FaceTimed a bunch.
Yes, but you still left me by myself.
I did leave you. My favorite text was when you said you left me with these losers.
These bitches.
No, you called them losers.
Did I call them losers?
Because you don't want to drink with them. That's what you meant. You meant that,
there was
like,
no
not
drinking. We weren't allowed to drink.
What?
We had champagne. We toasted to a glass of champagne, but that was all we were allowed.
What?
Yeah. You weren't there.
I'm so glad I wasn't there. I'd have been smuggling in a wine barrel.
Well, Brian told me if you want a drink, you have to smuggle it in. But I wasn't going to drink by myself. I wasn't going to drink by myself.
Well, all those kids
are of age. I'm not that much of an alcoholic.
Yes, you are.
No.
Well, the funniest thing was when I saw, I kept getting all these videos of the girls out, you know, out after. Yeah. Did you go out with them at all?
No.
Well, the one night they were out, did you send me, I thought it was you who sent me the video. Maybe it was. Chloe is literally in the middle of the dance floor holding an entire plate of French fries, dropping it low.
No, I didn't see that. So it wasn't from me.
I just send it to you. I have never seen a more accurate portrayal of my child than dancing with a plate of fries. Because what people don't know is Chloe always needs a snack. Always. She always needs a snack. We were at New Year's Eve dinner in Paris, and she was trying to Postmates ice cream to meet her at the hotel because she needed a little treat.
Oh my gosh. Meanwhile, she's the skin and bones.
Yeah, she needs a little treat. So she was on the dance floor with French fries. Everybody's eating her fries, but she's like,
I'm sure they were
dropping it low, but Chloe's got them. I mean, I know the answer to all this, but how do you feel about the Dance Moms reunion, Cal?
I was a disaster.
That's what you said.
Yeah, I was a little emotional.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was weird going back. Like, and
oh yeah.
I don't know. Just, you know, I mean, I say every week how it's emotional doing this, like having it come back and stuff, but actually being with everybody and being with the producers and stuff, I just kind of lost it a lot of times.
And it was interesting because a lot of the old crew was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I kept getting little messages. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun. It was good. It was nice. It was good to see everybody. And I think it cleared up a lot of things.
Yeah. You know? From what I know of it. And so I couldn't go because everybody's like, how are you not there? I already had obligations to something I'm filming in New Orleans. And I tried, like I really, truly tried to make it happen that I could go. And I just couldn't make it happen because I'm a producer on this show, as well as I was on camera talent. So it wasn't like I could just leave, and I had to make a really hard decision, but I'm definitely involved in the reunion. Just, I sent a message. I'm on FaceTime with you guys. I mean, I'm involved. I'm just not there. However, from what I heard, there's some really hot tea that was being served there that day.
I'm not saying anything.
I don't know. I think the fans are really going to be pleased when they tune in.
Yeah, I think they will.
Every time I got a text about something else that went down, I'm like, holy shit, I can't believe you guys talked about that. It's good.
We talked about a lot. Yeah.
I know.
A lot of deep stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that people are going to love it because I my jaw was on the floor. I'm like, I can't believe you guys talked about that. Because it's a lot of stuff we haven't been able to say in the last 10 years, 15, 12 years. So to me.
But now who knows what all will be shown.
Yeah.
It'll probably just be me being an idiot.
Well,
you know, they'll cut out all my good and fun stuff, but it'll just be me being an idiot.
I do know when they thought I was going, that I was supposed to talk to you about hiding in a dumpster.
Oh my gosh. They're a pain in my ass. They're like you. They always want to show me bad.
Brian's like, Christy, could you have a talk with Kelly about hiding in a dumpster? I'm like, look,
we talk about it every day on our podcast?
I did. I said, I told her the minute I saw her in that dumpster, I was like, Kelly, you're really going to hate your life in 6 weeks when this airs. Get out of the dumpster. Get out.
And hated my life right then.
Oh, and Kelly has a huge secret.
What?
You're so fucking skinny, you little hoe.
I am not skinny.
Yes, you are. Kelly, your waist has always been this big and your hips have been this big. You don't have hips. You are super skinny. Everybody talked about how skinny you are.
People That's are not weird.
True. Nope. Number
look at
one,
me. I look the same as I always look.
Nope. When you stand up, you are tiny, tiny. And you said,
good.
You
I want to be tiny.
You said, you see me every week. And I said, I don't see you stand up.
I mean, it's still my body.
I mean, you look thin, but I mean, my God, that Halloween picture of you as Sandy, you're as big as Paige.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you do. You look like I Paige wish. In that picture.
It must have been the angle of the picture or something.
You look
There's
like
Paige. No way I'm like Paige.
You look like Paige in that picture.
Oh, I wish.
You look skinny.
Thanks. I want to look skinny.
You do. You look skinny. So Kelly's been holding out on all of us. She's a super skinny bitch and nobody knew. None of us knew. None of us knew. So are you glad you did it?
Yeah. But I feel bad about Paige.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paige, do you want to tell him why?
After we were finished with her interviews and stuff, she ended up with a rash. And we took her to the doctors and they said that she had shingles and that, you know, it comes from like stressful situations is what makes it come out.
And you're like,
we just did a reunion. Yeah. Like it came out while she was doing her interviews. She got the rash. So I kind of feel bad about that. Like I asked her and she said she didn't feel really, really stressed, but obviously she was.
Yeah. Well, you know? And sometimes your body like physically reacts to things that maybe you're not quite aware of.
Yeah.
So you know,
I feel bad about that because obviously that was bringing up memories for her.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I think it cleared a lot of things up with the girls and even just with me and my girls, mm-hmm. but like between Brooke and JoJo. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say who's there.
Everybody saw the pictures.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, the pictures are all Lifetime was posting the pictures.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just don't want to get in trouble.
No,
but, I think you're fine. Yeah. Like it cleared a lot of things up. Like my kids had never met JoJo.
Yeah. Chloe had neither.
Yeah. So it was kind of cool to meet them and have them see our point of view from things, you know, like, mm-hmm. So it was good.
Yeah, I think it was definitely good. I can't believe that there was a Dance Moms reunion that I did not go to.
Yeah.
It's so weird to think about that.
It was weird.
Yeah.
I had nobody.
That's how I felt after Jill. You left.
It was me and Jill. Yeah. Yeah, that's why you didn't last too much longer.
Yeah, really.
You didn't have your partner in crime.
Hey, listen, I need somebody to get my back. And you turn around and everyone's like.
With a knife.
Yeah. You're like, well, that's not what I meant. I meant, I need somebody to help me. And everyone's like, and you're like, fuck, I just need somebody to get my back. They didn't get your back. But anyway, so we were both busy bees and we were not able to, we had plans to get an episode of the podcast up and it just didn't work out. So
we ended up doing 4 that month though, right?
No, we did 5 in the month of October.
Yeah. So we,
yeah. So even though one didn't come out on November 6th, we gave you five in the month of October. So, you know what I mean? Like, we usually, if there's an extra week, we usually don't do them. So everybody just chill out, you know, we do our best. And look, we're all just doing our best here, boys and girls.
It'll be worth missing a week to see the reunion.
Yeah. And that came up very last minute. So,
oh yeah. Like I literally did not sign my contract until I was there.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is we didn't have time to plan around.
No. Yeah. Like I got my flight the day before.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, it was very last minute.
Yeah. So thank you all for your patience and understanding. You will love it when we have something to talk about for an extra episode. Yes. And thank you for shopping. That's all. So this week's episode, well, the next episode that we're doing is one of the most infamous moments in Dance Moms. And it is when Jill thinks that Kendall should be considered.
Should be Rosa Parks.
And then Brooke forgets the dance.
You know, I just watched it this morning and I'll talk about it whenever we recap that, but it was so funny because like Abby just kind of laughed it off.
Yeah.
You know, like I was like, oh my God, everybody else would be screamed at. But I just think it was because like Brooke has never done that before.
Yeah.
You know, like it was just like, and Brooke was just like, I don't know what happened. Like my brain just like, was like, what am I doing?
Right. Right. I have
but
not
kind of laughed it off. And then so Abby was laughing it off. So it was funny.
I have not rewatched the episode yet. I'll watch it for next week, but I do remember it in real time because I was like, what the fuck is Brooke doing?
Yeah. And you're the one saying in the background, you're like, and then Melissa says, what, you know, what were you doing? And Brooke's like, nothing. And you're like, that's the problem.
Did I say funny. That?
Yeah. But you know, we had talked about maybe asking Jill to be on. Oh. Next week when we recap. And after watching the episode, I don't know. I might want to have Holly.
Oh, really?
Because it's the episode that Abby dresses Holly.
Oh,
and then, you
God.
Know, like Holly's opinion on Jill of wanting to be having Kendall to be Rosa Park. Like, so we could do either one of them.
All right. Well,
see which one's available.
We'll reach out and see who's available. But I didn't realize that Abby dressed Holly. Oh my God. Do our girls do Broadway blondes in this episode?
Yes. Yes. Which is another thing I said at the reunion, I was talking about their Thanksgiving wishbone.
Dance. Yeah. Wishbone.
The wishbone duet. And I said that they had been waiting for a duet for 10 years. I totally forgot about that. Duet
because it needed to be
when
forgotten.
I say it in the reunion I correct myself because they did do a duet. They did this.
Yes, this duet needed to be forgotten if I recall correctly.
The outfits were horrible.
Oh my God, the little strip that went over their little bikini area.
Yeah.
It was like,
maybe I just blocked that out, but yeah, I do say at the reunion like we've waited to do this forever, and but I we did do one, I just forgot.
Well, I remember us looking at
my little
costumes.
Bird brain.
Would you know, I'm pretty sure, and we'll talk about it in the episode, I'm pretty sure that these costumes were supposed to be like things that we were going to fight about. And I remember you and I being like, don't say a word about the costumes. They're fine. Because we didn't want to fight.
Yeah. I think in there you say about it, it's like a bathing suit or something. Just pretend they're dancing in a bathing suit.
Oh, okay. An 18-year-old, like.
With fishnets yet.
Fishnet. Oh. Listen, we had to put the fishnets on to cover up
bareness.
The who fallen out.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right, we'll talk about it one with the episode.
Oh, God. It's terrible.
Yeah.
So anyway, we thought it would be fun today in honor of the reunion, because when I was watching you guys at the reunion, all of the old posters and everything were out. And it was really fun to see. And it made me.
I didn't even see all those. I've never seen some of those posters that they had up. It was neat.
Yeah. Yeah.
We wanted to take them. They wouldn't let us.
Oh, really?
No, of course not.
Well, that's probably the only ones they have.
Yeah. They had pyramid pictures of us up. And when we left after the reunion was done being filmed, we took them.
Uh-huh.
Like Brooke took hers, Paige took hers. They made us give them back.
Oh, really? Oh, that's so funny. That's hysterical. Yep.
They got a text saying, bring them back.
You thieves, all you fucking thieves.
That's actually, what do they want them for?
They need to keep them for when we have a reunion in 20 years. Or no, what they need to keep them for is when these kids all have their own kids and they do dance grandmas. They can show their mom's pyramid. There's your mom's pyramid. But it made me think that everybody always asks about the two big promos that we did, the two big commercials. People always ask about them and ask if we should talk about or can we talk about them. So we thought it might be a nice little segue to talk about those in honor of the reunion being filmed. And then, of course, maybe we can answer a couple of, you know, fan questions if we get to them.
Okay.
So the
first... I actually liked these.
Oh, yeah.
Promos. I thought they were cool. Because a lot of the things that they did, I thought were like weird and cheesy, but I thought these were cool.
Yeah. What do you mean was weird and cheesy? Everything we did? Yes.
Yes. Yeah. But I liked these.
Well, these were done as full on production commercials. We did two of them. We did one between season 2 and 3,
wasn't it?
Well, yeah, definitely one was between season 2 and 3, and then one was between 3 and 4, I would think, right?
I think so, yeah. I think so. Yeah.
And the first one we did was the Flashdance Maniac commercial, which if people don't realize, Flashdance is like that 80s dance movie, and it was filmed in Pittsburgh.
It's
a Pittsburgh movie. She was a steel worker. There's like famous scenes. She was a stripper. And then she also worked in the steel mill, but she wanted to be a ballerina. And it ends with her doing this big audition for the Pittsburgh Ballet. Yeah. And I mean, when you go back and you watch the audition, it's it's so 80s and terrible.
Yeah, it is. But I loved it.
What? You mean the movie?
Yeah.
It was for our age. Now, how many times did you try to take the bra off like she did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's that famous scene where she has on it's like a cut off gray sweatshirt and she takes her bra off while she's sitting there talking to her date. And he's just like staring at her. And she like just takes it off without taking her shirt off.
That's whenever they had the sweatshirts that went off the shoulder.
Oh, yeah. You probably
the leg warmers. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
That was definitely 80s.
That was like the height of the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And she had that big permy brown curly hair.
But when I watched the promo, their wigs were horrible.
Oh my God. They were intentionally horrible.
Like horrible. Like where did we get those?
We didn't. They came with them. So they dressed the girls in the black leotards with the horrible wigs and the leg warmers and the black jazz shoes. And I guess Abby was supposed to be the judges like at the Pittsburgh Ballet, but the whole background, it was Maniac, like the song Maniac. And I think the promo was the Maniac is back and it was about Abby.
Yeah. They had that right on. Yeah.
So they had her as the steel worker and she filmed, you know, where she was like, using the steel worker stuff, you know,
how about she had that welding mask on the welding name on it. And oh gosh.
Yes. But then we were trying to get in to the rehearsal or to the audition. That was the whole premise is the moms were trying to like break in and she had us locked out.
You were trying to open the door. You on the doorknob.
It was me on the doorknob. And
do you remember us trying to film that though?
Yes. We were stepping all over each other in those high heels.
It was terrible.
And the building we were in was freezing. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And also what was really interesting about it is they had, because when the girls are dancing, it looks like the sunlight is streaming through the windows because there's shadows like on the dance floor. Well, they had to create that because they couldn't get the angle of the light at the exact time, the entire time they were filming. So there were huge lights outside of the window streaming in to give them that effect.
Look, yeah.
Yeah. So the girls are dancing and, you know, things like that are obviously filmed in different segments. And we were down the hall. We were waiting. And then we got dressed. And so they needed us trying to break in through this door. And we all had high heels on. We all had these dresses on. And they wanted us to really be shoving and pushing.
Yeah.
And we stepped all over each other in this shoes.
My dress was terrible. Like, what was I thinking wearing that dress?
I don't remember what I had on. I have no idea.
It was terrible. Mine was terrible.
Like, well, it was awful. The whole thing, that was all awful. But then the pinnacle of the commercial is that we finally bust in. And when we bust in, the moment, the very famous moment from the movie is that one of the dancers pulls a cord when she is stripping on stage and she's on the chair and all the water splashes down on her and she poses. It's an arch back and it's silhouetted. Mm-hmm. So the moms were the ones who Abby was going to pull the water on.
Yeah. Normally Abby would pull the cord and the water would go on her, but Abby pulled the cord and the water came down on all of us.
Which we actually had to film.
Yes. Which that was the last thing we did because we only could do one take of that.
Correct.
Because we would have had to get all re-ready and stuff.
Yeah. So,
but do you remember, it was like cold and
well,
it was horrible. Abby absolutely loved that moment.
Every moment of it. She cackled and we practiced about 17 times because we knew we only had one take. So we had to practice, and we had to like step into this little pool kind of, you know, it was just like a little tiny pool with a lot of plastic, but, mm-hmm. and there, it was like a big pipe almost that was connected up there. So when we walked in, they were just going to turn it and it was going to splash us. Well, it was like January or something. And I kept saying, is the water cold?
Heat it. Yeah. We're like, heat the water.
And they're like, okay, yeah, it's heated.
Yeah.
Liars.
Yeah. It was not heated. Not at all.
When that water splashes down and you can see our reaction in the commercial.
Yeah. Because when they did it, they weren't telling us when the water was going to fall. So it wasn't like they were like, okay, 1, 2, 3. And the water came down.
Oh no.
It was like, we were just standing there and like not knowing what was going on. And then all of a sudden it fell. We had no clue.
And it was the coldest water of all time. It was probably 50 degrees that
it was terrible.
And we're like,
yeah.
And we were frozen.
Yeah, it was cold in there to begin with, let alone being wet.
Yeah, it was an old building that they had rented in Pittsburgh. And yeah. It was freezing. I think about that moment and how pissed I was because they lied mm-hmm. about that water being hot. Mm-hmm. That water was not hot.
How about the girls though? It was really hard to tell which girl did which part.
Oh yeah.
I really like, I paused it a bunch of times and still am not 100% sure of who was doing all the parts.
Mm-mm. Doesn't somebody do like the spinning on the back part? Like,
yeah, I don't know who that was.
No,
I almost thought it was Paige, but I don't know.
Well, how do you tell?
Brooke is the one sitting on the chair doing her foot, I think.
Okay. Okay. I'll have to go back and rewatch it again. Yeah, it was really hard to tell them apart. I mean,
yeah.
And those wigs were just.
Yeah, they were not good. It was like, I mean, they could have got better wigs for Christ's sake.
I think it was on purpose.
Why though?
To make them look like bad 80s perms.
Didn't look that bad.
Who did?
I mean, you can have a 80s perm and it still look like it's been manicured.
I don't know, Kelly. I had an 80s perm. It always looked bad. Didn't you have an 80s perm?
Yeah, I didn't think it looked bad.
Next thing I know, you're going to be like, I thought my perm was a good idea again.
I like perms. They were easy, man. Wet and wear look. I like that.
Well, wait. I had a spiral perm. Do you remember spiral perms?
Yeah, I had them too.
Those were fancy.
I know.
Well, wait, first of all, you had a super permed hair, but then you would take your curling iron and like straighten out the front kind of, but then it wasn't really straight. It was just, everything else was super curly and this was straight with just the ends curled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or
it makes sense that this was all really curly. Like it needed to all be a little curly or all be really curly.
Yes. And then did you have the big ball puff or did you have like a fin?
I had a little bang and then I had this poof thingy.
Okay.
And then, but before that I had the feathered look like Farrah Fawcett.
Okay.
Kind of look.
How was that?
It was good.
Yeah.
I was young when I had that though.
Yeah. I would have thought you had to be pretty young.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had that ball. Like, I don't know how I created it. There was a lot of Aquanet. There's a lot of
smoke. Oh my
gosh.
Aquanet was, you had to have Aquanet.
Yeah.
That shit's like glue.
Yes.
Remember you used to comb your hair the next day and you'd have all those little white flakes.
Oh my God. Do you remember when you put the curling iron in and you sprayed the Aquanet and it would all smoke?
And your hair would be like glued to the
Yeah, it's like crunch, and you're like, I'm going to go to the roller skating rink at the chess arena and skate with my ball. Yeah. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. So anything else that's, I do know something that happened that night that we were filming that. For some reason, Holly had to leave early and we were still wrapping up. We couldn't go yet. And she was like, and I think we filmed that like on a Monday. It was one day off, so we didn't have a lot of time. You know, it was like a little filming. And she said to me, can you bring Nia home? And I was like, oh my God, sure, of course. So I get in my car and I start to drive home. And I was like 10 minutes away and I realized I had forgotten Nia.
Nice.
I was so upset.
What a good babysitter you are.
Oh my God. I felt like a rotten piece of garbage. Yes, I forgot. Luckily, there were people there. It wasn't like she was alone in the building. But yeah. I was like, oh my God, I left Nia. Because when you're tired and you're just like, oh my God, I get to go. I wasn't like, oh, I have to take another child home. I'm like, let's go, Chloe. And then I was like.
Oh. And we were wet and everything else.
Freezing. And I forgot Nia. I'm a horrible human.
That's funny.
I know. I think about it all the time. I hope Holly doesn't remember. I really don't. I hope Holly doesn't remember.
Probably.
Yeah. I really hope she doesn't remember because that makes me feel bad. I forgot Nia.
That's funny.
Do you remember anything else about it?
I just remember how like difficult it was for us to like film in that door.
Oh stuff. Yeah.
Like, I mean, it took us a long time
to fall through that door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like us falling. Like it was just like, we're not actresses. That's for sure.
No. And we're not stunt people. We all had to be perfectly spaced and coordinated. And we were wearing heels, cheap heels. It probably didn't fit right.
Yeah.
Because I was like stepping out of my shoe. I remember I stepped on Melissa pretty hard. Not even on purpose.
I'm sure it was probably on purpose.
It was not on purpose.
Bitch.
But I stepped on her and I had a shoe on. And yes. And I remember Abby really loving the water dump.
Oh, she loved it. Loved it. I think that was her best moment ever in life.
Really?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe me leaving.
I don't know. I think me leaving was up there. I think maybe her speed date was up there. That flowers in the attic date. She really seemed to like that. Yeah. Somebody need to comment about that. We'll have to find it. Maybe.
Oh, yeah? Party.
Yeah. Somebody knows him.
Oh, yeah?
We're talking about it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts, tees, and my personal favorite, easy breezy, beautiful, and cute summer dresses. I also wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like their premium European dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. Washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. So I just bought this washable silk dress from Quince that had this print that I saw actually on a high-end couture dress that I was dying for. And luckily, or just surprisingly, I was searching through the Quince website and I saw the dress and I was like, oh, I cannot believe it's almost the exact same print. Plus, it was washable silk and the price point was unbelievable. So now every time I wear this dress, I feel like I'm wearing a couture gown that was very affordable. In fact, it was not even $100. So you can have the same if you go to Quince. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/bar for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/bar to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/bar. And then the next season, so we filmed that one in Pittsburgh. And then the next time we needed to do a promo, we did Take on Me. And did we film that in LA or New York?
I don't remember where we filmed that.
Feel like it was LA because I feel like I had a big fight with one of the executive producers from the production company in my dressing room.
Probably.
But that was another 80s thing. The girls all had that that crazy like Madonna, Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah. So it was to the song Take on Me from Aha. Uh-huh. Aha or whatever.
Yeah.
Just in case people don't know. I don't know if they know what that song is.
I would sing it, but I'm tone deaf.
I was amazed at how much it looked like the video.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was shocked at that. Like I was impressed with that one, but it was the same thing of us filming. Remember us like having to beat on the window and.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it was really interesting because the set was black and white, like what you see. And then we were humans, like normal, because you'll see us go back and forth between being drawings and being humans. But the set was done to be all drawings, except for the dance studio. Like the dance studio, that was obviously a set. And that was not our studio. That was made to look like our studio.
Yeah. I remember the kids getting ready was a big thing, like with all that the Madonna pose. Crap they had on. Do you remember that? For some reason, I remember it being like a big production of them getting their costumes on.
Yeah. But I think maybe because of the hair and makeup.
I don't know. Maybe.
And I remember I was very sick that day. Very, very sick. And so like, I remember just being like, oh God, I just kept stepping back. I'm like, I can't do it. I'm like, have somebody else do it. Like I was very much in the background of that. I was like trying to just struggle. And so you really stepped up and were like taking the lead on that one because I was like, I can't, because I usually would have one of us do like, go to the camera and make me face or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was just so fucking sick. And so I was just, I kept hanging to the back. I did. And then there's a part where a sickled foot comes out of the magazine. And
it looks like Abby's going to break it.
Yeah. But do you remember she wouldn't let it be Maddie?
I think it ended up being Brooke getting her foot taped because we all were saying like Brooke had the nicest feet. It should be her getting her feet taped.
You mean in Flashdance?
Oh yeah. I'm talking about the wrong one.
You're talking about the wrong one. I'm talking about the one where in Take on Me, the foot comes out and it's all sickled and Abby grabs it. And
she tries to break it. Yeah.
It's Kendall. She made Kendall do it.
Oh,
she wouldn't let it be Maddie. She made it be Kendall. It was hysterical.
But Kendall got her special part.
I don't think Jill wanted that special part, Cal. No. She got her special part. And then what else happened? I mean,
we opened like that magazine and are like,
oh, there's still a photo of us doing that somewhere.
I actually like that picture.
I have to look at it.
I think it's cute. I liked that.
It is cute because it was fun to do a big production like that. And actually, here's a fun fact. So a couple of the drawings on the wall, they were, not a couple, but the drawings on the wall were stills of the girls from promo stuff that Lifetime had taken. And then they had an artist draw out the line drawings of them. And that's all in the background. I don't even know if you can tell that those are on the walls, but I took a panel that had Chloe on it.
Oh, yeah?
I have it. Yeah, it's in my storage. I have a storage unit. Yeah, I found it a couple months ago. I was looking at it. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I have this.
Huh.
Yeah, because she's... No, they told me I could. They were throwing them away. And there was a panel that had like three different drawings of her on it. And I said, can I take this? And they were like, yeah, we don't care. So I rolled it up and I took it. One was her doing a fan kick next to Maddie. One is her doing a grand jeté. And then the other one, I think, was a tilt. It's kind of fun that I have that because it is kind of, you know.
No, remember seeing these on TV, really.
Oh, they were on Lifetime all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe because I didn't watch the show. So maybe like, they probably aired like, I don't know. And I didn't really watch Lifetime much.
Well, they sent us all of it. They sent us them all to see. And then they would be like.
Well, yeah, but I didn't see them. Like I was never watching like, TV and think the commercial came on.
Like in the wild.
Yeah.
I think that they aired on other channels other than just Lifetime. I think they had them play on. Yeah. Because I remember seeing them once or twice being like, oh, my God, which is. The dumbest thing ever. We were on TV every week, but then a commercial
to see a commercial was
and I'd be like, oh,
odd. Yeah. God. Yeah.
I was just watching the sizzle of one of the pilots we shot in New Orleans. This is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever said in my life, but I am in the background of one of the scenes and I'm like, oh my God, it's me. Like, what an idiot you are.
Do you remember the first time we saw us on a bus in New York?
Oh yeah.
We were like in a taxi cab and we looked over, the bus stopped next to us and there was us on the side of the bus. It was the craziest thing.
We're like,
I think that was the first time we ever really saw ourselves somewhere.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And then we were on all those billboards. We were on Sunset. Yeah. We were all over New York. We were on every bus stop.
Yeah. We were in our malls, them big things in our malls.
Yeah. I forgot that we were in our own malls.
Yeah.
That was very weird because we were like, why are we, what? This is so weird. How do we end up there? Yeah, it was weird. And the billboards were always wild. We were like, oh, look, here we are on a billboard. But I was really excited that I was in a background of a sizzle that no one will see.
You're special.
It's my special part. That is special part. Well, if we end up having Holly on the podcast instead of Jill, we have to find a Jill episode to have her come on because...
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of Jill episodes. But there's not many of Holly, though. And this had the Rosa Parks, which involved Holly, and it had the Abby dressing her. It was a big Holly episode, I felt like, once I watched it.
Is this the episode that Holly or Abby made Holly wear a push-up bra?
I don't remember seeing a bra part, but she dressed her. Like, she took her shopping and bought, and then she made Holly leave and she bought her an outfit. And when we went to the competition, she made her take her clothes off that she had on and put on the outfit that Abby bought her.
How was it?
In the dressing room.
All right. I got to wait and watch. I've got to wait and watch and make my own choice or make my own assessment, right?
Yes.
Come to my own conclusions.
Yes.
Ugh. So I think that is about it from filming those two. I mean, the biggest takeaway from any of them is that you guys just need to know that those are 30-second commercials.
They took forever to film.
12, 15 hours.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Oh, we also filmed, I think it was season 1 to 2. Remember we filmed, I have to find that. It was in a really black warehouse and the girls were dancing with spotlights and it was in slow motion. It wasn't like a Take on Me or The Maniac, but it was, I have to find it. I'm going to see if I can find it. But when we finish this episode, before we go to the after party, that was good. Cause I remember Chloe was turning. And when it was like in real time, but then when she like got to the front, it's like stopped super slow motion when it was her face. And like Brooke did something where it was like a front aerial walkover and it was like normal speed. But then when she was like in the air, it went slow motion and stuff. It was cool.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember.
Maybe once I see it, I'll remember it. I don't remember that.
I think we actually filmed that with the cast of Dance Moms Miami. At the same time. Remember they filmed, like we did all of that, the photographs and the white on the stairs. I think they did that as well. And I think that they were there the same time and they were filming. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I'll have to look. have to look. But that was good. But that was before, I think it was before the Maniac and whatnot stuff. I definitely would have to look.
So out of those two, which one did you like the best? Maniac or the Take On Me?
I liked filming Take On Me better, but I think I liked Maniac because of the Pittsburgh connection. I would say. How about you?
I really liked the Take On Me one, but I kind of liked the Maniac one because it was more of the kids.
Yeah.
Like, and the kids dancing and stuff. The other one, it was just kind of us, like Abby,
like running,
keeping us out and doing stuff. Like, I don't know. I kind of like Maniac because they were dancing.
Yeah. Also the one with Take On Me, because the girls, when you did see them and they were all outlined, it was hard to tell who was who again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's the same with Maniac. It's not really.
I had a hard time with Maniac.
I know that there was a spot that I was certain that it was Chloe. And she's like, that was Mackenzie. I'm like, Mackenzie?
Yeah, I could see getting Paige and yeah, Chloe
it was because they all literally looked exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah.
It was wild. Yeah, I was like, oh.
That's something that was said at the reunion. Brooke, Paige, and I did an interview together.
Mm-hmm.
And they were showing the Wishbone mm-hmm. dance.
The duet.
And Paige looked at me and she's like, you guys always said how it was hard to tell Chloe and I apart. She's like, I never realized it. She's like, I couldn't tell which one was which half the time on the thing. I'm like, I know. That's why we called you twinnies. And
yeah, we never could tell.
I remember like their grandparents would come to recitals at the end of the year and everybody was like, well, which one's Paige? I'm like, well, I don't know.
Blonde, curly hair.
Oh, yeah, but there's two of those.
Yeah, I remember too, at one point when they first started to get their solos, I think it was my grandma. She's like, you didn't tell me Chloe was a bluebird. I'm like, she's not. That was Paige.
That's Paige. Yeah.
You know, but.
Yeah. But that's the first time Paige ever really
watched it.
Like, look, like, I mean, they didn't watch the show, but, mm-hmm. you know, and obviously when we were at recitals and stuff, they didn't see each other. But she's like, yeah, it's the first time I ever really realized like what you guys were talking about. We were hard to tell apart.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I do think it's cute when they go back and they realize things as adults that they didn't quite realize mm-hmm. as a child.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the funniest thing was one of those TikToks they did, and they were handing the phone, like hand the phone to the yeah. person who, and it was taught me how to kiss on the back of the, or I taught how to kiss on the back of the bus, and Brooke handed it to Chloe. And I was like, I knew it. I knew it the whole time, Brooke.
Yeah, that was funny.
Those were cute. They did some really cute stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They had a good time together. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Nice. Chloe said they had the best time.
Yeah, it was nice.
And then apparently at one point when they came back to Chloe's apartment later in the night, Paige was trying to capture Chloe's cat. And she's like, what? And Lady was like hiding from her.
Oh my gosh.
She's like, she loves me. Well, you know, I mean,
yeah,
we've been there a time or two.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. All right. Why don't we do like two or three questions and then we'll head over to the after party. You guys, we understand it's a short show this week. We will be back in our full blown, wonderful, absolute glory next week. We just are getting caught back up on life and we didn't want you to go again without another episode. I mean, we're
like 45 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too short. Episode.
All Most right, podcasts are only that long ever. We're just talkers.
We just spoil people.
I know.
We're givers. We're givers.
Yeah.
Oh, this is not questions, but I had a couple of funny clues to read about our project, which we didn't even give a hint about today.
No, we forgot.
I'm going to say for our hint, it's very colorful. Is that a good one?
Lots of colors in the rainbow.
There's lots of colors in the rainbow. That's a good one. Yeah. So here are some guesses on. Diane just sent me the funniest text. I'll read it when we're not filming. Okay. So here are some of the guesses. Tara said, my new guess, they are writing a book. Kelly doesn't read books. Why do you think she'd write them?
Books?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe cookbook someday.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, this is a good one. Oh, no, this is just a comment. Sydney said, I saw a blueberry van on my college campus today. What if that was actually real life blueberry and she had been sold to so many people and now she's on your college campus? I bet if you go deep enough in some of those fold-down seats, you'll find an old pair of baby Chloe underwear on the way to dance.
I don't even want to look at mine.
Oh, yeah. You still have your own.
I still drive that stupid thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Somewhere we were talking about Flowers in the Attic, and Rachel Collins said, Flowers in the Attic is my Roman Empire. I wish I could forget it. That's hysterical.
You love that movie.
I love that book. It's so rotten. It's so bad. I reread it about once every 5 years, and I'm like, who gave me this book when I was 10? Who gave me this book? Like, I want to know who gave me that book. All right. Victoria said, I think your secret is an OnlyFans.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Aren't those, like, kind of risque?
Yeah, they're naked.
Yeah, ain't nobody wants to see me naked.
Well, I don't think they're totally naked. I think they...
Nobody wants to see me
naked
in a
adjacent?
Suit. Yeah, like nothing. Like
Naked adjacent.
Yeah, no. Thank
you. I think that they imply nudity.
Okay, that's not... No, definitely not me.
Or I don't know if they imply nudity. They may imply that you're willing to have sex.
Oh, definitely not me. Will not be an OnlyFans for me.
I also think
Christy might have that project with somebody else.
No. Oh, yeah. That would be the project Melissa and I would do.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'll sit out on that one.
No, but also I think that there is like a feet category where people like put peanut butter between their toes and shit. Right.
I'm going to pass on that. That whole thing just does not sound good to me.
No, that's a no for me.
Yeah, no.
All right. And Sydney said, unexpected. I got it. You guys are going to guest star as WWE wrestlers in next year's world championship.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
It's so funny.
That is pretty funny. There's a few people I'd like to wrestle.
I know. But first of all, we would both be like, I don't want to do that. Like, do I have to sweat?
Maybe we could mud wrestle.
Wait, wasn't there something that we were filming that was with mud wrestling? And we're like, absolutely not.
Something. Yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah,
I don't remember what it was.
Under no circumstances are we mud wrestling. And it got dropped. But I remember.
I maybe would now.
That's because you're
skinny. At least I've done so many other things. What does that mud wrestling have to do with being skinny?
Well, it means that you're willing to be like greased up and rubbing around and rolling around and bathing.
I'm still going to have clothes on.
But they're going to be little. You're still going to see things.
You ain't going to see nothing.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I'd mud wrestle. I don't like dirt.
Well, I don't like dirt, but mud. We pretend like we're getting like
a mud pack.
Yeah. Like a
spa.
Yeah.
Well, that's cute, but I don't want any elbows. It'll be slippery. What if somebody hurts me?
Okay, wuss.
Well, you know, the other week when I was filming in New Orleans, I have not had bruises in freaking months. Filming in New Orleans.
Months, you should say, because you sent me a picture of one in the bathtub, remember?
No, that was months. That was months ago. Anyway, okay. This past week, I woke up with bruises. I swear to God, I have a succubus that kills me or beats me in my bed. It's not the drinking or the falling. It's the ghost that gets me.
Okay. We'll go with that.
Okay. That's the story I'm telling.
You're sticking with it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Did you like your outfit that you wore to the reunion?
No.
Well, because I was going to do the pyramid, but we don't have any pyramid to talk about.
Wore a pantsuit because I wanted to be different. Like we always wear dresses. So I got like a pantsuit that had stones and stuff on it.
But
it was very
a disco ball shirt.
No, it wasn't a disco ball shirt.
It tasteful disco ball?
I think so. Okay. I don't know. I never wore that disco ball bally shit. But it was very hard to sit in. Like because the jacket kept like it was kind of uncomfortable. But the couch that they had me sit on, everybody sat in, like Kira and Jess sat in chairs that had like these backs.
So
and
they Jill, got to have good posture.
Yeah. And Jill sat over here and was on like a hard leather couch. I was on this couch that was like, I was on quicksand. Half of the reunion, I'm laying like this. Because I was just like, I mean, the first couple hours, I was like sitting up and trying to be good, But like by the end, I was like,
just draw me like one of your French girls, Jack.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, whatever. I'm going to just get comfy. I undid my jacket and just rolled my shit out.
But did you have a charcuterie board?
Speaking of my outfit, I totally forgot all of my shoes.
Oh, yeah, I know. You were like, I forgot my shoes. Remember when I forgot my shoes at Teen Choice?
Yeah, but I didn't have anywhere to get any shoes. Nobody wore my size.
What'd you do?
I wore the shoes I had, or Paige's shoes. They were a little big because her feet are a little bigger than mine, but they were fine, but would not have been my choice of shoes to wear with the outfit.
That's so funny.
I didn't realize it until a half an hour before we were going on set. I mean, the last thing you do is put your shoes on. Right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh shit. And I was just like scrambling. I called everybody to see if anybody had a pair of extra shoes. Nobody had any but Paige.
Well,
Brooke did. Brooke brought every color shoes you could possibly want, but she wears a size 5.
Yeah. That helps no one. But that was like how it was with me with Teen Choice. Because the kids were so little, so we had stylists there,
so we had no way to get a pair of shoes. Well,
we had a pair of shoes that was sitting there, but I'm saying as far as me asking the moms, none of you had my size. And so my only option was to use the stylist shoe. But you were smaller than me. Holly was bigger than me. Melissa was smaller than me. You know, it was just like nobody had a freaking pair of shoes. And we were getting in the limo. And that's when you said, put these goddamn shoes on your feet.
Pay for them.
I think you said, put these fucking shoes on your feet, get in the car and shut up. And I said, okay, I'll do it. So I guess we don't have a favorite line of the episode because we didn't have an episode.
And we weren't talking in them.
No. So we'll be back next week with hopefully a special guest. And
we'll see who we could get.
We have to get Paigey on here soon. I can't believe Paige is 23.
I know. I just don't want to traumatize her anymore. Maybe she should wait till her shingles go away.
Yes.
Before we traumatize her anymore. Okay. My poor child.
Poor Paige. All right. Well, we'll wait until Paige is done with shingles and then we'll give her a whole new case. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Well, then we will be back next week with a full-blown complete episode. Thanks for hanging in there with us. We love all of you. And I'm really excited, even though I wasn't part of it, I'm excited for everybody to see the reunion because I know some secrets and I think it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
All right. We'll see you guys back here next week. Let's go to the after party. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Back to the Bar.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
And check out our YouTube channel, Back to the Bar, if you want to watch the episodes. The channel is linked in our show notes.
And if you want to join our weekly after party,
where we dish even more dirt,
like naked pizza, hell. Subscribe to our Patreon channel at patreon.com/backtothebar. See you next time.
See you next time.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.